Hi there. The word for you today is on building trust and intimacy in communication. In Proverbs 15, verse 23, Solomon said, "Say the right thing at the right time." According to groundbreaking neurological research, you can actually train yourself to speak and listen in a way that stimulates sympathy and trust in the brain of the person you're talking to. Think how valuable that is. And communication. Here are three proven principles to help you do it. Number one, breathe deeply and stretch before you speak. Sounds simple, but it works. When you're handling a stressful situation, remaining calm is essential. Come on, stress generates uptightness. Uptightness leads to anger, and anger shuts down your ability to get your point across effectively. So, take a few moments to breathe deeply while counting slowly to five. It's also been established that things like stretching your neck muscles and yawning can change your brain in ways that measurably improve your communication skills. Yep, Psalm 139 verse 14 said, "We are wonderfully made." And number two, think encouraging thoughts. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 verse 7, "As he thinks in his heart, so is he." Any negative thought you harbor can interfere with the parts of your brain used in language processing, listening, and speech. And that can lead you to coming across defensively and create distrust in the other person. Neurological studies found that thinking positive thoughts about the other person and yourself and the topic at hand can actually help you achieve success in your personal and business relationships. Try it. And number three, seal it with a smile. Your face reveals your feelings. Genesis 31 verse 2, we read, "Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude toward him was not what it had been." Research shows that pleasing memories and thoughts of people you love actually create facial expressions that convey kindness, compassion, and interest, and they stimulate trust and openness in others.